Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Israel's campaign against Hamas is heading south, sending tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians on the move. The BBC's Yolan Nell describes what it's like.
We've had people continuing to flee from urban refugee camps. They're heading in search of greater safety in places like Deir al-Balah in the center of the Gaza Strip and also in Rafah in the south, right on the border with Egypt. That's now extremely overcrowded.
Ukraine is dealing with the fallout of the biggest Russian air assault since the war started. As CBS's David Martin reports from the Pentagon, U.S. aid to the country is stalled.
The president called on Congress to pass a $50 billion aid package for Ukraine, but that package is now stalled in the Senate, and administration officials say unless it is passed, there is no more money for Ukraine.
New York City is keenly focused on safety this New Year's Eve.
With worries over security threats from lone actors, New York City Mayor Eric Adams says his city will be ready despite extra tensions due to protest over the Israel-Hamas war.
Our drones, our helicopters, our boats, the full complement of our public safety apparatus will be on display.
But some tourists are saying hitting the nation's biggest New Year's Eve party is a hard no this year.
I will not be in Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Allison Keys, CBS News.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has vetoed a bill that would have banned transgender athletes from competing in girls and women's sports. Correspondent Major Garrett.
The bill would also have banned gender-affirming care for minors. DeWine, a Republican, said the measure would have affected a small number of children, but for them, quote, the consequences of this bill could not be more profound.
The California coast is a little calmer after monster waves hit some areas. Kenny Powell is a resident of Ventura.
Not an ordinary day. We had the biggest waves we've had in many years. And we always look forward to the big waves, but Mother Nature had a little more than we had planned for. And so I did not surf yesterday. I was helping on with the neighbors and just making sure everyone was safe.
More than 120 people were rescued from an ice floe in a Minnesota river after it broke off. A few people fell into the water, including this woman's husband.
Tony fell in.
Yeah, I did.
So then my dad jumped in after him to try to save him. And everybody there, they all just worked together to try to get Tony and my dad out of the water.
Thin ice is a problem all over the state this December because of warmer temperatures. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Buggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's economy is ending the year in good shape. The state's unemployment rate is 3.3%. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says a record 3 million people were working in Wisconsin at the end of November. The Journal Sentinel reports that the biggest problem with Wisconsin's economy is not enough workers to fill job openings. The flu, RSV, and COVID-19 are running high in Wisconsin. Dr. Tom Haupt is Wisconsin's chief epidemiologist.
There's no indication that there's any kind of plateau going on, that we are leveling out. Everything is still on a pretty steep increase over the past few weeks.
Two children under the age of 5 died from RSV in Wisconsin last week. I'm Nate Wuggyhout, Civic Media News.
Packers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the border battle. The Packers and the Vikings on Sunday Night Football, New Year's Eve, inside the big glass box with huge speakers. In downtown Minneapolis, known as U.S. Bank Stadium, both teams at 7-8, still alive for a playoff spot. Matt LaFleur.
I think this is one of the best venues to go play a football game in. Their fans are very supportive of the home team, and they do a great job of making it chaotic for the opposing team, especially for opposing offenses.
College football, the Badgers are in Tampa getting ready for Monday's ReliaQuest Bowl. Kickoff 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. Luke Fickell says to beat number 13th ranked LSU, he's counting on Wisconsin's offensive line.
You know, I really like where we are with those five guys, the Jack Nelsons and you know, Riley Malmans and Joe Hubers. It's played a lot of football. In particular, those guys have got to be tough, nasty dudes.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to a low in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a few flurries in the afternoon and evening, a high in the low 30s. Some snow showers tomorrow night, then more clouds and low 30s for Sunday. Sunshine is back for New Year's Day Monday, a high in the mid-30s. It's 28 degrees right now.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison. We are live on location in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, home of WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. We are happy to be here. I have done a costume change once again. When in Rome, you got to wear a little green and gold. And certainly no two people epitomize Green Bay and the green and gold better than our next two guests. I am so happy to have them here. We are taking over their studio where they broadcast from each and every morning, Monday through Friday from 6 until 8 on WGBW and WISS Oshkosh Air Support. Mino in the mayor.
Good morning. Good afternoon. I'm sorry. Look outside. Can you believe it's December? What is it, 28th? The sun is shining in downtown Green Bay, and it's beautiful, isn't it?
How about this studio?
I know. You guys, have you been to the Madison studio?
Well, it wasn't finished when we were there, and that was... It's like, okay, there's going to be a big old fight to get some of those window offices, because that is a great setting you guys have overlooking State Street.
Well, I'm telling you, yes, it is. It is a great setting, but I'm telling you, we don't have like a proper kitchen. We don't. Your bathrooms have showers here, right, for goodness sake.
This is the bomb. I mean,
Johnny's been embarrassing a few times walking in there when Jim's stepping out. It's not something you want to
think
about.
Johnny's been in the business for 40 years and said, and we've had guests in here. We've had Murphy in the morning. We've had many TV people, and everybody's just in awe of this studio they built here in downtown Green
Bay. Facility.
Yeah, they did a great job.
And we love it.
It's right on. It's downtown Green Bay. We're street level. We can look right out here onto the sidewalk. We're right next to the river as well.
Riverwalk, yeah.
City deck. And it's a little WGN, right? People walk by, they wave to us in the morning.
We love it.
A lot of energy here.
Well, love you guys. I catch you because, of course, I'm down in Madison most days by listening on the Civic Media app a little bit. And for those listening across the state right now, you know, we have our friend Pat Kreitlow over in Eau Claire. We have John and Gordy down in Madison, and that's fine. But, you know, sometimes variety is the spice of life. So if you live in other parts of the state, you want to find out what's happening in Green Bay, go to your Civic Media app on your iPhone or Android device, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, download the app, and then scroll down to WGBW, click on that, and you can listen to Mino and the Mayor 6 to 8.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Yeah, we love it.
I listened a little bit this morning, getting ready. One of the things I love about your show is it's just so much energy and positivity, and it's quintessential Green Bay and Fox Valley.
Well, thank you, because that was our goal from day one. Right. And we had our six-month anniversary just the other day. And excuse my voice. Everybody here, everybody in Green Bay has a cold, just so you know. So I hope you don't take it back with you. Literally everybody in this city has a cold right now, some kind of a cold. But anyway, that was from day one. That was our goal. We said, listen, if we're going to be here, we're in the heart of the city, then let's be the heart of the city. Yeah. Let's let the city kind of help guide us and us guide the city. So we're really enjoying it. And Jim has every contact in the world, you know, in a 200-mile radius, sports-wise and different type things. I've got that. So I think it's been a good combination of two people, and you know this.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just put radio people together, and they know one thing. They know radio. Yeah. And I think we've got a pretty good thing going here that Jim has never really been in radio, but he's been on the other side of the mic enough times that he's just like riding horses. He just jumped right into it with no problem.
And the people that we really, like Johnny said, you know, we're getting into this thing, we really need to be educational, entertaining. You know, 6 to 8 in the morning, people don't want to hear about Hunter Biden's laptop or what Trump said last night.
Yeah. Like I always say, I want to see his laptop, this guy right here.
But that was that really will be a story.
How about Chancellor Gao's laptop over lacrosse?
Oh, my goodness. Right, yeah, I just saw that on Spectrum this morning.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, Johnny, not. I didn't mean that.
Sure.
So my question is, you know, does Rothman down there, the president of System, does he have some guy he's paying, you know, $200,000 for to look at porn sites to see who, I mean, how did they find out about it?
I have no idea. Yeah. And you know what? I didn't even see the whole interview. I just saw the crawl underneath it, basically, about appeared on pornographic website or something
right.
And it's like, wow.
I know. But I mean, come on, guy's a chancellor. I don't know about that. But let's. But we don't.
And he cast the first stone.
Right. Okay. But I just want to get back to our show, John, which is actually doing very, very well. Our sponsors love us, and we get some great texts and emails. So, you know, in the morning, people, they want something a little higher energy. They're getting ready, getting the kids to school, or a lot of people walk and listen to us. They tell us that.
Wow. Yeah, we get a lot of that.
That's super cool.
But you know, we've had over 200 guests on. We've been on for 6 months. But everything from what's going on with the Salvation Army to we had the superintendent of schools on. Yeah. Johnny and I did the EAA. We were live from Oshkosh for the EAA. That was cool. Yep. That was easy to get people. Everybody wants to talk about their plane.
That's just a great event.
That was fun.
A great event.
Appleton has always got something going on. And it's fun to talk to the people in Appleton. So, you know, this whole 41 corridor you know, John knows a lot of people from the sports world. I know quite a few from the business and political world, and they want to come on our show. They want to talk about the good things, and we're good to them. I mean, we're appreciative of them making the effort to make our community better. We don't beat up on anybody.
That's wrong. We beat up on the parking people.
Thanks.
As you noticed,
somebody has.
How much was your ticket?
$20-$25. Last time I was here,
like about 3 days, where it's like $55. Yeah. It's incredible. There's one thing that every business person we have on here is, why is Green Bay so unbelievably harsh with their parking tickets? That's the one negative.
That is. We're working on it. We had the parking utility manager on here, and as John said, I kind of hearkened back to my days of mayor. I wasn't as good to him as maybe I could have been. But most guests, not 99.9% of the guests, we're just very appreciative of what they did. And even this morning, if you were listening, they were talking about the 10 most talked about businesses in greater Green Bay. And so we had the owners on. A new restaurant opened up on Main Street, another guy on Broadway. But I just want to tell you, Todd, and I hope Sage is listening, one of the most talked about businesses top 10 was WGBW.
Wow.
So that's cool.
That's super cool.
We've only been on for 6 months, and people are talking about us. So we feel good about it. But it's a guest-driven show, and we appreciate every guest that comes on here.
For those that we're talking right now to John Mino and Jim Schmidt, hosts of Mino and the Mayor here at WGBW in Green Bay, where we are on location today and happy to be here. For those listening across the state but that might not be familiar, kind of give us each your 1 minute to 90-second bio. Jim, we'll start with you a little bit. And, you know, how you're not a radio guy per se, but give us kind of your background and how you got into this.
Well, I love this community. I started a business here. I was the entrepreneur of the year in 97, and it was good to me and my family. Made a little bit of money. Got into politics. Spent 20 years in politics. The last 16 as mayor of the city of Green Bay. And I loved going to events, talking to people, and know, there's a lot of opportunity here. I mean, we're doing all right, but we could always do better. When I was mayor, right now, and before I was.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but we have a drinking game with our contestants. Gotcha. Every time he says, when I was mayor, everybody has to take a shot.
Well, he was one of the longest serving, and I would argue most successful mayors of Green Bay.
I'll be able to get to work tomorrow because he had taken too many shots.
Listen to Mr. Alba. He knows what he's talking about. He knows of which he speaks.
Go ahead, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, and somebody from your company, from Civic Media, called and said they were thinking of starting a new radio show in Green Bay, and we're looking for someone to do a morning talk show. Oh. And I got to tell you, Todd, I got to be honest with you, because I had no radio experience at all. Like Johnny said, I was on the other side of the mic with a lot of interviews, but I said, well, let me think of some people. And Crude said, no, I want to talk to you. Come down to Madison. That's the first time I met you. Yeah, we went down to Madison for that two-day seminar, and I just was excited about it. I called John, and here we are.
That's fantastic. John?
Well, I will say this about him. One thing he's the only thing he's shy about is when I was doing sports and news and things like that around here, TV and radio and a lot of events, and I swear, I'm not even exaggerating, I bet 90% of the events that I've done around here, I don't care if it was the Miss Wisconsin teen pageant or dedicating something, somewhere at a park, at a running trail, he was there. I mean, on Saturdays and Sundays and all these things. Yeah. So he's not one of those guys that's just, okay, I get my, I get elected and I sit in my ivory tower and, the world goes on and I'm the mayor and I'm the ruler of, the Magic Kingdom or something here. He was down and dirty doing anything and everything possible to meet the people, greet the people. He started a great thing here one time called Kids Day?
Yeah.
It's called, and it was 6 months from Christmas.
Yeah.
It's what it is. It's been a huge success, and it's a fantastic thing. So I will say this. When he says he doesn't have radio experience, he has serious community experience of rolling up the sleeves and getting involved with the community, not just ruling as a mayor. For myself, I've just been in media since 1980. So, TV, radio, and I've done a little bit of everything, sports mainly, but that's always been my shtick. And then I got real big into dealing with military and veterans and everything. I embedded in Iraq a couple of times, in Afghanistan once, and I'm working on my fifth book on veterans. So I've really been entrenched in that kind of an area.
Well, we'd love to have you back and talk about that. We had a special show. We had Brigadier General David May of the Air National Guard on a couple weeks ago and some of his folks. And I too, am a huge supporter of our military people, the people that put on the uniform and serve. I mean, thank you for your service.
You're welcome. But we had a gentleman here the other day, Air Force gentleman, and I showed him the video I took just on my phone last year. One of the coolest things I've ever been able to be a part of was with the Air National Guard, and we went on a refueling training mission up over Duluth.
Wow.
And you can sit by this window, and Jim saw the video. It's like, here's this F-16 like 10 feet away from you going, 400 knots or whatever, and the pilot's just waving up at you and everything. It's like, wow, some men... All men are not created equal,
right.
And women.
And women, because we had a pilot,
the commander,
a female
there was
pilot.
A female done at the Air National Guard.
Yeah. Captain Eagle was on our show last week. Fantastic.
Yes, but they are just, that's a different breed of people out there, so I respect the heck out of them.
And they continue to do things in this community. I mean, Green Bay, Oshkosh, Appleton is, and I think maybe the whole state. I don't know the whole state as well as I know, the Valley. But there's still a lot of effort being made to honor the veterans with these flights. We've had,
honor flights with
the directors. And they just last Wednesday approved some land for this military, what's it called?
Yeah, Tiny Homes for Veterans. It's called Veterans First is the organization.
Veterans First.
And they're going to build a whole bunch of those small homes, self-sufficient type homes. And we really want to be hugely involved with them.
Right.
That's fantastic.
It is. Then the other thing, there's things that we brought to people's attention, and I think of some of the emails that we've gotten, but, we have the Fox River that splits the city in half, right? We have about 50,000 people on both sides of the river, and the bridges go up, and people complain. Another bridge, 12 minutes, 13 minutes. Well, we had the director of the port on here, and he said, that takes 1,000 semis off the road when we do that and keeps costs down. People are like, I'm glad I know that now. I'm still not happy the bridge is up, but I'm not.
Right.
As PO'd.
Fantastic. We are here live on location WGBW in Green Bay. Our guests are John Mino and Jim Schmidt, hosts of Mino and the Mayor, or the Mayor and Mino, depending upon which hour you listen to them on.
No, right? Depending on which person you ask.
Exactly.
Back, but we're going to talk to them about Green Bay. Why should you visit Green Bay? And more with Mino and the Mayor. We are live on location at Green Bay. This is the Todd Alba Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah. I love my Green Bay Packers. A little polka music for you. Appropriate, Mr. Sommers. Thank you so very much. We are live in Green Bay, Lambeau Field, just down the street at WGBW 97.9 FM 1590 on the AM dial, the talk of Green Bay. And our morning crew here across to Green Bay and the Valley, WISS and Oshkosh as well. John Mino, Jim Mayer, the hosts of Mino and the Mayor every morning, 6 until 8. You can listen to it locally or you can listen to it on the Civic Media app. Guys, we're talking during the break, and again, thank you for being here and coming back in the afternoon after doing your show in the morning.
This is fun.
Yeah, this is great.
It's more fun
being a guest than a host a lot of times. You don't have to worry about the time. You don't have to worry about the spots.
It's all your job. We don't have to read any ads.
Exactly.
Right. So this is cool. Well, you know, one of the cool things that I love about working for Civic Media is whether it's Phil Nee in my home station in Richland Center or Chad Holmes up at Wausau at Bull Falls Radio, other people around the state in civic media, including the two of you, that Sage Weil has hired people that know the area in which they're at. This isn't some satellite that gets plugged in and people in Green Bay are listening to somebody in Los Angeles. You guys have lived here. You're part of the community. And I think that enriches the program every morning.
That's our goal for saying that. And I think Sage, really, and I'm glad he hired me. I'm glad he hired Johnny. But you're right. I mean, we know a lot of people. People, they know us. They trust us. And we work hard to get guests and connections, and I think it's working. I mean, tell us
a little bit about a couple of these guests you've had locally that maybe other media wouldn't have.
But you know, sometimes you don't know what's going to happen until you start interviewing somebody. You know, I've worked for a lot of radio stations. We wouldn't bring in owner of a small hamburger joint unless they're an advertiser or had something big going. You know,
right?
We brought them in because they were mentioned as like one of the things, you know, the top type things in downtown Green Bay. And the more we talk to this young guy, the more we're just like, oh my goodness. He started out doing a food truck, okay?
Yep.
First day with the food truck, first event, it blows up on him. Like, literally blows Showed us the scars. He had to go the flight of life to Milwaukee. Third degree burns all over his face and his arms and everything like that. Wow. And we were both like stunned, and we're like, whoa, you didn't want to quit? No, as soon as I was better, I got back at it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Those kind of little things I think are important stories to tell.
And I think the other thing that Green Bay is a little bit sometimes known as a sports community, and it does very well in sports. But we brought in authors that have written books that this is a venue for them to talk to our listeners and say, look, this is what I've written and why. And we've had quite a few musicians in here.
Yeah, a lot of music. We like local musicians. We like them. Actually, one of our regulars every week is Dennis, the lead singer from the Glam Band, which is huge around here.
Yeah, I heard them this morning.
Oh my gosh, they are amazing.
That was good.
And we've had people who write their own music. They play in smaller venues, and we had a comedian in here. And I just think if they're having a show that's coming up at Evergreen or at St. Norbert, they get a few listeners to listen in and maybe pick up the show. And They're very appreciative, and so are we, and I think the community is too. It's not all this, and these they would never get to go on TV to do that.
Right. We never want to talk down to any of our listeners, but we want the normal type people on our show. You know, they don't have to be the mega stars, they don't have to be the whatevers. We want the heartbeat of the area. We want them to be part of our show.
Everybody has a story, right?
Everybody has a story. Thank you very much, Todd. That's exactly what I was trying to get to. Yeah. Everybody has a story.
Yeah,
you just need a forum or a venue to get that story out.
I tell people my story is I have a mutt resume. When you, you know, when you work in politics, when you're when your boss or your party is in power, you have a job, and when you don't, you don't. So I, in one of my previous lives, I was a chamber executive director and Main Street director at Richland Center, and Green Bay for a long time, maybe they still are, was a part of Main Street in Wisconsin. And so, you know, I remember coming here in 2000 and the start of some of the revitalization. Fast forward, you know, I would argue that, Jim, part of that is your leadership, but also the council and the community. But talk about the changes in Green Bay. Sure, we're proud of the Packers. It's a great place. But to your point, there's artisans, there's authors, there's music. It's so much richer than just Packers.
We got a young lady living right upstairs of us here. She writes to the Green Bay Press Gazette. She's author of, I believe, six poetry books that are world-renowned.
Wow.
World-renowned.
Right.
And she's from out east, New York, actually, to begin with.
She went to Columbia.
Yeah. Went to Columbia, but just loves it here. Doesn't want to leave Green Bay. She lives literally 100 feet away from us, straight upstairs here. She's an amazing advocate for homeless help and different things like that in the Green Bay community. An amazing, like I said, I mean, she said readings in Europe and all over the place, but she just decided, this is where I want to be, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
And there's
I think that's pretty cool. Although I will say one thing. If I was a professional turkey hunter, I'd live in Richland Center.
There are some good turkeys there in Boston.
I've gone turkey hunting in Richland Center, and that's a great area.
It is a great place.
Plenty of turkeys here.
And fishing on the Wisconsin River. Wisconsin River goes right through it, right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
I know Richland Center.
I do think, though, in terms of the city, we had Tony Manrich on. He used to play for the Packers years ago. He hasn't been back in Green Bay in 30 years. Like, you know, and you talk about the Packers. They've evolved, too. Yeah. I mean, give them a lot of credit, right?
Absolutely.
They put on additions, and they built up that Titletown area. But I agree with you that the city has changed. I think we were, I don't know if we were complacent or stagnant, but it was, and success breeds success. You know, everything from the city deck downtown to, you know, the building you're looking at across the street here.
You've been to the Northland Hotel?
You guys lost. That was a huge shopping center right downtown. Right. That was a huge loss. It was like, what's going to replace it? What's going to fill in here?
Yeah. From $4 million to $45 million tax base to, you know, 700 jobs. But the city just needed, I take a little bit of credit, but we just needed people. We needed the business community behind us. And it takes a lot of, as you know, being in politics, a lot of moving parts to make it happen. I would tell my kids, we drive through a city that's like, wow, what a great city. This stuff doesn't just happen. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into it. And I think we've done a good job. Green Bay, as you know, Todd, was named, you know, the number one community to live in the United States. In the
Amazing.
United States by U.S. News and World Report, which is a very, you know, prominent magazine.
But as we always point out, there's huge room for improvement.
Oh, boy.
We have a terrible fentanyl program around, problem around here. Yeah. Terrible. It's like the number one. We have a lady that comes on, wonderful lady. She's a huge real estate agent in this area, amazingly successful. She lost her son to fentanyl.
Wow.
And she is such an advocate now. And she said, and she knows everything there is to know about that problem. She said Green Bay has the biggest problem in the state.
It's certainly a challenge as we move into 2024.
Absolutely.
But, you know, as we said, there are a lot of great things here, a lot of great reasons to visit.
But we don't ever want to pound our chest, say everything's perfect.
We don't.
No, I think that's realistic, and I think I applaud you both for keeping it grounded, right?
Yeah.
About a minute left for each of you. What have I not?
We're here for the rest of the show.
If you want to hang out,
you are on our turf.
Yeah. You can let us in, but you ain't letting us out.
We're talking about crazy pet stories at the end of the year next, so if you want to stick around, that's fine.
Don't even get me started on his picks. He's got the craziest pet in America.
He's the best pet in America.
A picture of the dog with a life jacket on out in the lobby.
That's
right
that
here.
Yours?
That's mine.
That's
the only dog in America that can't swim.
He's taking lessons.
Whatever.
He takes swimming lessons on Wednesdays.
True story. Doesn't like his belly to get wet.
He's getting there.
Okay. Whatever.
If you want to tune in and just say, you know, what is it like hanging out with a couple of cool dudes having a coffee in the morning? That's what Mino and the Mayor is. You can listen to him every morning from 6 until 8 a.m. Monday through Friday here at WGBW, WISS, and Oshkosh. Also on the Civic Media app. John Mino, Jim Schmidt. Thank you, guys.
Oh, our pleasure. Seriously, you ever want us, you just give us a call. We'd love to do it.
Well, your show
we
thank
you. Civic Media is only at the very precipice of what it's going to be, and we want to go along on the ride with it.
It's gonna be a super exciting a year ahead, and you know, just whenever you watch the Packers on Monday night or Sunday night football, you see the lights of the bridge, and it looks like a cool city.
Are you staying here overnight?
I'm staying in Shawano.
Okay, because I was going to say, because you should see right behind us when the bridge is lit up and everything,
it's,
and it, like,
it's amazing.
The city deck is
and,
just...
But folks, come to Green Bay, because it's even cooler in person, and part of that reason is Mino and the Mayor. Guys,
you know,
thanks
I'm looking
so much.
At your producer. Is that your producer, your engineer there?
Dad's the producer.
No, that's
engineer.
An old-school radio guy with the tie-dye t-shirt. That's old-school radio right there.
Back
right
after there. This on the All Ball Show live from Green Bay. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Health concerns are intensifying in Gaza as tens of thousands of Palestinians are forced south because of Israel's air campaign against Hamas. The BBC's Yolande Nell describes what it's like.
Had these warnings in recent days that in these overcrowded shelters, they're already seeing rises in reported diseases from respiratory diseases, also skin diseases.
Ukrainians are digging out from the biggest Russian air attack since the war started. CBS's David Martin.
122 Russian missiles plus dozens of drones striking cities all across Ukraine. Apartments, a shopping mall, even a maternity hospital were hit.
Security will be especially tight in Times Square this New Year's Eve.
A recent law enforcement bulletin obtained by CBS News warns of a likely heightened threat of violence through the holidays, including at large gatherings like New Year's Eve celebrations.
Tom Hansen reporting. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden called the recently passed former U.S. Senator Herb Kohl one of the finest people he ever worked with. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler.
The only person that he was working for was you, the voter. It wasn't about special interests or about big money donors or anything else. He was there to do the work because he loved Wisconsin and he wanted to lift Wisconsin up.
Flags around Wisconsin are lowered to half staff until after Cole's funeral. He died Wednesday after a brief illness. Cole was 88. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstedt is filing a petition with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to try and keep Donald Trump's name off Wisconsin's presidential ballots next year. The commission has already rejected the petition, though it is likely to end up in the courts. I'm Nate Buggyhout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to a low in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a few flurries in the afternoon and evening, a high in the low 30s. Some snow showers tomorrow night, then more clouds and low 30s for Sunday. Sunshine is back for New Year's Day Monday, a high in the mid-30s. Current temp is 30.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
Welcome back to the Tell All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, live on location from Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM 1590 on the AM side locally. You can also find it on the Civic Media app. Many thanks to our guests there last segment, John Mino and Jim Schmidt of Mino and the Mayor, hosts of the show right here in Green Bay and Oshkosh every morning, 6 until 8, Monday through Friday. How about that kind of energy, Mr. Zommers?
Oh, definitely. I don't get to listen to them every day. You know, I have to work on things. But when I do get to listen, it's a lot of fun. And they have they have a lot of funny stories. I've edited a couple of promos. One of them, John Mino used to have a Shetland pony.
Okay, very good. I did not know this.
It's just... there's not much to know about it besides that.
Well, speaking of that, it's interesting you bring up a pets, because over the... and so we just want to take this kind of like last half hour of our last show of 2023 before we move into 2024. Do a little, as my former math teacher, Andy Spees from middle school, like to say, remember, math as in life, it's always good to pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. So we want to do a little pausing and reflecting this half hour, and talking about stories of the past year, and also looking ahead to 2024. Mr. Zommers also has a board game of the week before we get out of here that you may want to play with friends and family over the New Year's Eve holiday. So anyway, let's look into this blast from the past, Mr. Zommers. You have queued up a couple of things, a couple of our favorite pet stories, because if nothing around here, we always enjoy a good odd pet story, right, Mr. Sommers?
Oh yeah, and we've had some very entertaining ones over the last year or so.
It always cracks me up, and it's just things that not things that are made up, but things that actually happen with our pets. So, Mr. Sommers, you have the first one, and John from Boaz called in earlier today in the show. We love it when he calls, and John had been talking about turkeys and dogs. And so here now, from this last year, one of our best clip pet stories from John and Boaz. John and Boaz, how the heck are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. I have a real good turkey story for you.
That's fantastic. What is it, John?
I had bought 50 baby turkeys, and I put them in the barn and made a nice cozy spot for them.
All right.
And I put my dog in the barn to keep the cats away from the turkeys.
Okay.
Well, when I came home from work, there wasn't a beak, a feather, or a foot anywhere. Except my dog was laying on his side with a full belly.
Oh my God. Your dog ate the turkeys.
Yep, every single one of them.
50 turkeys.
That's what you call a Thanksgiving dinner. Wow. So the dog, literally, the fox was supposed to guard the hen house, or the dog was supposed to guard the turkey house, and he ate all the turkeys.
Yeah.
And the cats are probably just looking at you thinking, and you thought we were the ones you had to watch out for.
Doggone it.
That's fantastic. Do you turkey hunt?
No, I don't.
All right. You were just raising turkeys to sell, or just for the hobby, or what?
Yeah, just for the food.
Right, yeah. No, it's great. It's great eating, that's for sure.
And it was great eating for the dog.
It was great eating for the dog. And these, you understand, these are the kind of moments that we don't script, you don't write them, they just happen. And honest to goodness, it's one of my favorite parts about this job is that it's different every day. And you never know when you're going to get one of these golden stories from one of our great listeners.
Yeah, a perfect example of never knowing when you're going to get one of these stories. One day, we were talking about Tupperware, of all things. You know, played the little clip from Napoleon Dynamite where they run over the Tupperware in the car. And it's like they were thinking it was going to be indestructible, and it sure was not. And we asked for callers to call in with Tupperware stories, which, you know, we didn't really expect a lot. But
right, it's Tupperware, you know. How exciting can Tupperware really be?
But we ended up getting a really good call from another one of our friends, Bevan Richland Center. Do be aware that this show is from when we used to be in the morning. Something was wrong with recording it, so it doesn't sound that great. Your radio's fine. It's on our end. but it's still absolutely worth listening to. This one's amazing.
Beverly in Richland Center has been patiently waiting. Beverly, we appreciate you holding on. We are joined also by Luke Mathers, co-host of Dueling Tangents. What do you have for Luke and I this morning, Beverly?
I have to admit to you that I have a 1970s vintage set of mustard yellow Tupperware canisters sitting on my kitchen counter.
Yes! If I had a pair of Brewers tickets, I'd give them to you for the best story of the day. That is fantastic. 1970?
Well, yes, it has to go back at least to the 1970s. Yeah. And a number of years ago, I had to leave for several days. And when I came back, my cat had managed to pop the top off those secure canisters and had dumped 5 pounds of sugar into the house.
Well, now wait a minute here. If you got a cat that can open Tupperware, you should be on the old David Letterman show or whatever with, pet tricks or something.
Well, the sad part of the story is within several days, that cat died of hyperglycemia.
I'm sorry, that's both tragic and it's quite a story. The cat opened the canister, ate a container of sugar, and died of hypoglycemia.
Well, he had rolled all in it, and it was spread all over the house. So evidently, he just tried to lick himself clean and licked himself to death.
A sugar-coated cat. See, this is if you could only know my joy right now, because when I was approached to come back on radio and to do a show, you know, people were thinking highbrow stuff, political things, whatever. This is exactly the type of call that I was looking forward to. This is it right here.
Well,
can I ask the name? What was the name of the departed cat?
Slayer.
Slayer?
Yes.
Slayer got slayed.
Slayer the sugar-coated cat.
This is the best call we've had in 4 months. Hands down. It's fantastic. Beverly, you've still got that canister, that Tupperware on the counter then?
Yes, I do.
And I'm sure she still does.
That gets my vote for best call of 2023.
I think so, at least just offhand. I can't think of anything that beats Slayer the sugar-coated cat.
Well, and I mean, talking of recipes, I mean, talk about a great compliment to go with your Chancellor's hot lacrosse buns. How about, you know, Dad just walked in front of the camera. how about, you know, a sugar-coated Slayer kitty?
Fantastic. Eating that much sugar, while it may be deadly to a cat, it is still not recommended for a human.
No, it's not. It's not at all. For those watching on the stream, my dad would say, he's here, we're visiting Shano, he's my stepmom, and he said, well, can I sit in the studio for the last half of the show? And I said, sure. He was over in the other booth. So he was sitting in the corner, and he was waving to somebody out the window. Apparently he's going to go say hi, so he just walked in front of the camera. We're doing a show here, for goodness sake. But it's the end of the year. It's fine. So I would like to revisit Mr. Zomers because, you know, you don't have to tell the entire story again. But you yourself had one of the top pet stories of the year, your gecko.
Yeah, so Simon, the leopard gecko, originally my two younger sisters bought him. And I was thinking to myself, oh, no, they're not going to take good care of it. I know it's a leopard gecko. They're pretty easy to take care of, but I still feel like something was going to go wrong here. And unfortunately, I was correct. So after a while, one of my sisters who was in charge of cleaning up the, not a cage, but like the terrarium or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she kind of let the ball drop and stopped cleaning up after his excrement. And so he got parasites from his poop. And I noticed, I was just looking around and saw he didn't seem to be doing too great. Wasn't moving around a lot. His eye looked kind of swollen. And so I brought him into the vet and we got like medicated eye drops, antibiotic eye drops and stuff to give him. And he got mostly better. His vision's not 100%, but I also convinced them to start feeding him live crickets instead of freeze-dried ones. He started getting a lot healthier, but then... at one point, leopard geckos shed every couple weeks. They eat their skin because, you know, it's got a lot of nutrients. Why just let it go away? And at one point, I noticed behind his legs, there was a little spot where the shed skin seemed to be stuck. And so I took him to the vet again. And it turns out that he was developing necrotic tissue on a hemipene, which is the lizard equivalent of a nut. So he had to get it amputated. So I was taking care of my sister's leopard gecko, drove half an hour to bring him from Manitowoc to Sheboygan to the vet twice. And this second time, he had to get a lizard nut amputated. He was fine. He was fine after that. A lot less aggressive. And we had to give him like antibiotic shots, which actually that he cared about that a lot less than he cared about the eye drops. He didn't like those. And Simon's still well. I see him every time I go home, feed him some crickets and everything. He's just hanging around. Well, he's half still hanging around.
He's hanging halfway. Simon the one-nutted gecko. Oh, goodness gracious. This show is ending just in the nick of time for 2023 so we can reboot and come back in 2024. I think coming back in 2024. I mean, I've heard that story now at least three or four times, and every time it genuinely cracks me up.
It's a really funny story.
It's just so absurd. A, I didn't even know that you could do that kind of a procedure on a gecko. Number two, you know, like, why would you? But I get it. You get attached to a pet. And three, the fact that the thing has survived and thrived, you know,
I know,
gives us all hope, I think.
I wouldn't have thought that my parents would want to pay for it, but it turns out it was actually not very expensive, especially the medication. That was like pocket change.
Well, there you go. There you go. Anybody have a favorite pet story or end of the year? The last few minutes, if you want to call in and share your end of the year 2023 and beginning of 2024 thoughts, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app and let us know your end of the year thoughts for 2023. Moving into 2024. It's been quite a year, Mr. Zomers.
It has. And from what I remember, you also have some pet stories of your own. I know at one point you had a secret pet chicken.
I did. My sister and I, my granddad bought us a small little fluffy chicken at a flea market. And we named it Fluffy and we snuck it into the house and Mom had no idea. And we were raising the chicken in a cardboard box in the basement. Until, you know, the chicken lost its fluffiness and started actually developing feathers. And that's where things went sideways. And ultimately, Fluffy met its demise in a cardboard box in a basement. Don't call PETA on me. We were kids.
You didn't know any better.
We were just trying to take care of the chicken. Anyway, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789 with the end of the year thoughts. You know, it's been a lot of fun. I appreciate you, Mr. Zommers, this entire year. We've traveled the state here in Green Bay. We've been to Wausau, we've been to Eau Claire. We've been to Chippewa Falls. We've been to Richland Center. We've been to Milwaukee. And there's going to be a lot more of that in 2024. As we travel the state, we're going to get out more in the communities. We're going to do more shows on location, invite in local guests, and give you a flavor of this great state of Wisconsin. Because we hear so many negative things so many times, we need to start celebrating what's good in the state and how all of us are more alike than we are different. We're going to come back, a little board game of the week, wrap up 2023, look ahead to 2024. Don't go anywhere, live on location in Green Bay. It's the Todd Allbo Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbo Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from network news, a check of weather, and then our friend and colleague, the great Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. He will be in giving us a little history lesson, as he likes to remind us, history happening every minute of every day. Matt Flynn will take us to the front lines of history, Mr. Zommers, and I'm going to move into 2024. I think that all of us would do well to heed Matt Flynn's advice and counsel. He is an attorney, after all. And remember, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet.
I think you're right. We need to remember that.
I told Matt at the Christmas party, at the holiday party, I said, I'm serious about this. I want T-shirts in 2024 that say, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet - Matt Flynn.
I think that would go over. I think we could at least make those for everybody at Civic Media.
Yes. As we move into 2024, that will be, I think, very important. Mr. Zommers, any big New Year's Day plans? We're going to be off on New Year's Day proper on the 1st of January. We have a special kind of best of show on January 1st. And we're also taking off January 2nd, next Tuesday. So our next live news show will be the 3rd of January, next Wednesday. Any big plans while we're off for a couple of days?
Well, first of all, what you can look forward to if you're tuning in on those days, we do have some new content to listen to about, you know, the year in review and what to look forward to, as well as on Tuesday, a look at our star signs, some astrology, see what Todd and I have to expect in the next year.
Love and loss or something like that. I'm not
something
sure.
Like that. Yeah. So Monday, you'll also hear one of our recent visits with John Roach. And Tuesday, we have 2 hours of Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. So while you won't get to hear any new additions, you will get to scratch that itch of hearing our friend Luke. Celebrating New Year's Eve with some friends. And then I don't have anything special planned. I'll probably just be editing a lot of podcast stuff.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be back at the RC on Saturday night for the Those Were the Days WRCO Triviathon. You can listen to it in Southwest Wisconsin on WRCO FM 100.9. You can also download the Civic Media app and listen to WRCO Country and Community. That's tomorrow night from 6 until midnight, Triviathon. And then I'm just kind of chill on New Year's Eve a little bit. And don't forget that on New Year's Day, I'll be up to watch the Rose Parade live from Pasadena. And then the Wisconsin Badgers are taking on the LSU Tigers in the ReliaQuest Bowl. Used to be the Outback Bowl. January 1st, 11 a.m. is kickoff, and you can hear that game right here on Civic Media's app. Just go to the app and listen to it on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha. Also up in Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR and WLAK in Amory. All those stations locally will carry it, as well as on the Civic Media app. The ReliaQuest Bowl, Wisconsin Badgers taking on LSU, 11 o'clock. On January 1st, and then we'll get back to business on Wednesday. Let's go quickly to the phone, Mr. Sommers, who we got to Andrew from Waukesha calling back about a minute and a half here. What do you got, Andrew, looking back on 2023?
Well, you know, I do think that the Supreme Court decision is the most important thing that has happened in 2023. And I think it's something that everybody kind of knew would happen once Janet Protasiewicz was elected. So this is something that people have had a lot of time to think about. And ever since Janet was elected, I said immediately, let's not have an argument about maps and gerrymandering. Let's just have more representation in Madison. And it seems to me it's an idea that everyone kind of likes. They haven't really thought about it, but it sounds good, and then no one talks about it. I emailed Charles Franklin. I said, why don't you do a poll? Ask people, are you satisfied with 6,000 people per assembly district, or should it be something more like 25, 30? Mm-hmm. And there's no debate, no discussion. And so my hope is that we can have a discussion instead of, you know, having our maps drawn around terms like contiguous. Why don't we just have more representation?
Yeah. No, a great call, Andrew. Really appreciate it listening down there at WAUK, the Shaw and Waukesha. Yeah, I think that the Supreme Court decision in Wisconsin declaring the legislative maps unconstitutional, that's going to have a big impact as we move into 2024. And of course, Matt, I bet we'll be talking about it today and nationally. Now you have Colorado and the state of Maine saying that Trump cannot be on the ballot for president next year. And you have Michigan saying that he can. This is ultimately probably going to end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. Here's my quick position on that. I just want the law and the Constitution to be followed. So the January 6th Bipartisan Commission has already said that Trump helped start an insurrection. If the 14th Amendment to the Constitution bars insurrectionists from serving as president, that seems pretty clear to me. I'm not in this for partisan to stick it to any side. I just want the Constitution to be followed and adhered to. And if that's inconvenient for one particular candidate, well, that's so be it. I mean, look, I'd vote for Barack Obama again if he was eligible. But the 22nd Amendment bars him from doing that. Should we, quote unquote, let the people decide and just ignore the 22nd Amendment? I don't think so. I don't think you could ignore the 14th either. But we'll see.
And yeah, hopefully when they work on those maps, there is some consideration paid to not just changing the lines, but adding more districts and more representation, like Andrew suggested.
Have you got a one-minute board game of the week in you?
Sure, we can do that.
All right, quick, one more board game of the week for 2023. Here we go.
We're back again for another board game of the week. But again, it's another quick little three. So these are three board games that I've already talked about before. Because I have a board game that's new that I want to talk about, but it's too complicated to get into when we're going into New Year's Eve, where people are probably going to be a little inebriated. So we've got three simpler games.
Why don't you just give us two quickly so we can get a quick ender in. So give us quick two.
Okay. Codenames, which is a game I talked about a couple weeks ago, where you have a grid of words and you try to give hints to pick the right words. They're code names for secret agents, and one person gives hints. You're trying to get your team get the right agents contacted without giving away the opponents or the double agent that could make you lose the game instantly. And Card Sale, co-designed by Charlie Behrens, where you try to sell weird items in a yard sale and add on different modifiers to make them more or less desirable to your friends. It's pretty funny. And they're simple games you can play while under the influence, perhaps. So those are the board games of the week.
There you go, Board Game of the Week for 2023, Mr. Zomers. Thank you so very much. Thank you for everything you have done, my friend, for this show and for me. I really appreciate you. Happy New Year to you, my friend. Also, a quick shout out to Sage Weil, our owner and CEO, Catherine, Luke, Kristen, Brian, Jane Matineer, as goes Wisconsin, been fabulous to work with, the entire Civic Media crew that gets it done.
Yes.
Thanks for everyone for making this show go. I cannot wait for 2024. Happy New Year to everybody. Stay tuned. Matt Flynn is next.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is